Echo Yoshvo Kavatelis Ashoroid. This is basically a kino where the Mekoinen is speaking and expressing nostalgia the way it used to be. The Shas, when we had the Koyhanim doing the Avodah Beis Hamikdash, we had all the Mishmorois, and they were divided into different groups, the 24 Mishmorois. Every week a different group of Koyhanim were designated to do the Avodah. And he describes his feelings as he starts out to say, Echo Yoshvo Kavatelis Ashoroim, Haklali Yisroel, which are called Chavatelet Ashorin, to a garden of roses, the roses that grew in a place which is called Shoroin, the place where a lot of roses were found over there. And Klal Yisrael is compared to Chavatelet Ashorin the way that it used to be. Echa Yoshvo, Klal Yisrael, who is Chavatelet Ashorin, that would happen now is V'domam Roin Mipinoy Seoroin. V'domam means it became silenced from Loshin Vayidoy Maharoin. There used to be a time when the Noisei Oroin would say Shira. It was an opportunity to say Shira in the Beis Hamikdash. But now it has been silenced. V'domam Roin, Roin Shir V'Shevach, Roin. V'domam Roin and the Roin and the Shira have been silenced from the Noisei Oroin. In addition to that, it says, V'no'u Memish Meroisom Koyhanim B'nei Aharoim. Also that they were pushed away, driven away from the Mishmorais, they're no longer next to their groups. The Kehanim b'nei Aharoim, Kenimsa Abayis, when the Beis HaMikdosh was handed over, the Misarve Moroin, those basically who are Misarve, who refuse to listen to Hashem. Eicha Yoshva Chatzelet Ashorin, he goes on to depict, define the way it used to be when we are able to bring back memories. We see in daily life, we see many times, people go through all kinds of experiences, but we always say that time is a healer, which means that after a while, sof kol sof, there's a gzeira, even by a mace, yishtakech min alev, or else life cannot go on, life has to go on. And therefore, there is such a thing of shikcha, where a person forgets. But we always see that even 20 years later, 25 years later, if someone comes over, go to a Holocaust survivor. Many, many years later, he seems to already straighten out his life to the best of his ability. But if you start talking about the past, and the person starts talking about all of a sudden, talking about it brings back memories. And you'll notice that all of a sudden this person is capable of shedding a tear over again. Over again, the simple fact by discussing it, being that he's giving over, transmitting, he relives his past, and as a result, all of the memories come back, and it turns back into life. Echa Yoshva Chavatelet Ashorin basically is trying, we begin to talk about the way it used to be to revive, to juggle our memories, about how great it was when we saw the great Koyhanim doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdosh. And when we think about how the Koyhanim used to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdosh, it serves as a dual purpose, not only to remind us how it used to be in the sense that we had the tremendous avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, tremendous benefits that Klal Yisrael enjoyed for the Kohanim doing the Beis HaMikdash. But he also had the opportunity to see and to realize our humble experience in compared to the Kohanim. We even say in the Zmiris of Chanukah, we use a lashon, an unusual lashon, to say, Al-Yidei Kohanecha HaGidoshim, which even there, the Mefarshim ask, the title Kedoshim doesn't seem to have any particular significance in that piece of tefillah. And we say, Al Yidei Koyanecha HaKedoshim, but that's what they were. Al Yidei Koyanecha HaKedoshim. And when we think about the tremendous avodah that the Kehanim experienced and did in the Beis HaMikdosh, and today we don't have the Beis HaMikdosh, upon whom is it incumbent to be mashlim that avodah? It is we. It is in Shalom Parim Suposeinu. It is our lips that are mashlim, all of the korbanos, all of the animals that the Kehanim used to sacrifice on the Beis HaMikdosh, it is our lips. And therefore, if we realize who are we, who the substitutes are, we realize who the originals were, and whom are we trying to substitute, that puts a greater burden upon us and spurs us and gives us a motivation to try to do just a little bit better. Echo Yoshvo, this is the idea, Echo Yoshvo Chavatzelis Ashorim. And to point out just one nekuda, if you go later, but a couple of stanzas down, among the things that the Mekoinen is indicting Klal Yisrael, he's saying a lotion over there, Zochros man ashenase v'nishma heshivu. Still remember a time, the great time that it was when Yidden said nase v'nishma. Maybe you can find it. I don't know what page it's on the article. Yeah. 182. Alright. Zochros man ashenase v'nishma heshivu. The nase v'nishma is a schus that Yidden carry with them throughout all of the dairis, the fact that they said nase v'nishma. So in time we're saying, look the way it used to be. Look, Nasa v'nishma was an extreme madrega of emunah to be able to say Nasa v'nishma, where Chazal depicts and compares that madrega to the malachim. The malachim that are oise devorei lishmoya b'kol devorei. Oise devorei, first Nasa, then lishmoya. To be able to agree, to commit, to do before hearing, it's not a human trait. For Yidden to have that tremendous connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So look how they have fallen. If we understand how great it used to be, take a look what happened. That Va'ato now anois omein loy obu. They don't even want to answer omein. It's an amazing thing. People sort of miss this phrase here when you say the kinnun. It's lost in all the words here. It shows the tremendous yerida. The tremendous yerida that called Israel. So what they reached, like the Gemara says, Rabbeinu HaKodesh actually used that lashon. When Rabbeinu Kodesh came to the Pasuk, Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz, Tiferes Yisrael, which broke through the Beis Hamikdash, Mishamayim Eretz, it was like a fall from heaven to earth, such an extreme, tremendous fall. He says, Igre Rome Lebira Mikte, from the very tall, tall roof, falling down to a very deep, deep pit. Here we can see how they have fallen from a high roof to a deep pit. He once, when the Madrega, they were capable of saying Nasid and Ishma, and now the Anois Omein Vayavu. Unfortunately, Rav Meisner tried maybe to explain. He says, "It's not that you don't want to say Amen. It's not true, but you can understand why is this singled out. Why is this singled out as being one of the causes of the Churban? You can understand when Chazal say Be'ovin Shmita because of not keeping Shmita. Takedes Golus. You can understand when Chazal say because of Avodah Zarah. It's also that cause, of course, cause of the Churban. But why would the answering of Amen be an equivalent type of a cause, not answering Amen? This Gavrucha they say if it's Rameir Shapiro, the tremendous." Of course, the Rav of Lublin, builder of Yeshivas Chachma Lublin, founder of Daf Yomi, in the short life that he lived and he accomplished so much, a good chelik of his life was dedicated to fundraising. Poshet couldn't be done another way. For Yeshivas Chachma Lublin, which brought him overseas, brought him here to America and to Montreal and all over the place. He said about noontime, he visits a particular givir in order to hopefully to get a nice donation for the yeshiva. This Gavir was not so quick to write out his check, but he wanted to point out that he has tremendous decheris, though. He has Kovar HaTorah. That he has. Because the truth is, he says, he was sleeping, he says. And the moment he heard the knock on the door and he realized who was there, he jumped out of bed very quickly, he says, to open the door. The Rav shouldn't have to wait for him. And Be'er Sapir says, Oy Bazei, he says, then you owe me a double donation. He says, why? He says, you realize by Birchas HaShachar, every morning, you know, after every bracha, the 11 brachas there, after every bracha, you answer Amen. There's one bracha that you pause. You don't answer Amen right away. Hamavir Shein Ameino. A person says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I thank you for removing sleep from my eyes. Usnume Malafapo. You don't say Amen. First of the Yerotzin. And when do you say Amen? Hagoyim al Chasodim Tevim Lama Yisro. He says, why is the Amen omitted? He said, Bahamavir Shein. Meir Shapiro says, when a Yid sleeps all night and he gets up in the morning, he says, I hear him making a bracha. Ribbono Shel Olam, I thank you for allowing me to wake up. So I said to myself, I should say, Amen, you thank God, you're welcome for waking up. For my part, continue sleeping. But you wake up, and you're doing chasodim for a yid. Now Amen. Now is Amen on the waking up, he says. The Amen goes on the hamad v'sheina. Time a yid gets up, what are you going to do with getting up? Maybe it's better you sleep. Now you'll do less harm. Because more harm than good, by being so who says it's a mile if you maybe continue sleeping. I don't answer Amen yet for getting up. But Hagoyim Chasod and Toyim Lam Yisrael. Oh, you're getting up and you're accomplishing. You're doing something. You're Goyim Chesed for Yidden. Now we're saying Amen. When my prayer says on the Hamad Rishena. Now it's justified the fact that Rabbi Shoyim allowed you, in fact, to wake up. The idea of the Amen is it refuses a Yid to submit to the will of Hashem, which is expressed through the Nevi'im that the Nevi'im point out. It expresses the lack of a movement on the part of the Bnei Yisrael. That's what Amen in fact means. And that's why this is all singled out. Because the void in Amunah, the Chisar in Amunah, is all part of the causes of Churban. Beis HaMikdash.